All right, everybody, welcome to tonight's Instant Reaction Podcast here as we recap Iowa State's loss to TCU. It was 17-14 as your final. Now, it's not an instant reaction. I apologize for not getting this up like right after the game, but I had to. We had our first road game tonight where I was at the KXNO studio doing Cyclone Reaction with Jack Whitford on the radio network. We had some technical things to work out. So here I am a couple hours after the game, but I can probably give you a more concise reaction to what we saw. To our Facebook Live audience, feel free to write in some questions if you have any. I will do my best to be able to answer that. Before I get into the analysis, thank you to our sponsor, the McFarland Clinic. I tell you guys this stuff all the time. None of what we do we could do without our sponsors. And McFarland Clinic, the doctors Buck, Warmy, and Greenwald have been just fantastic for so many years to us, and I absolutely love those guys. So if you're in the Ames area, if you're in Central Iowa, orthopedic stuff, give them a shot. I love those guys, and they again are really good to us here at Cyclone Fanatics. So please support them as well. Before I get into analysis, I already have two questions on Facebook Live from Julie and David about David Montgomery. I don't know, guys. I'm for a couple of reasons. I'm here in Des Moines, so I'm not there covering the game on the ground in Dallas. So I don't have any. I did read Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register. I had a few quotes from Matt Campbell. Campbell said that he's worried about David for next week, but he didn't know anything. I mean, he would be worried. Your best player went out the last series of the game. But it didn't seem like – it wasn't like, oh, he tore his ACL or he – no, there's nothing to it. It didn't sound like they had enough information. Campbell thought it was his arm. So if you're a running back, I'd rather have an arm injury than a leg one. So if you're looking for any good news tonight before you go to bed, perhaps that is it. Analysis on tonight's game. Well, first of all, duh – what everybody looks at, do you want me to be negative or positive first? I'll start with the positive. I'm a positive individual. Iowa State has an elite defense. It's one of the best defenses in college football. If you can bring three guys like Iowa State does and stop the run the way that they are able to, fantastic. I mean, the defense forces three turnovers tonight. It did absolutely everything that Iowa State needed it to do to be able to win the football game. The offense did not. 198 yards of offense for Iowa State. More importantly, you look at yards per play, 3.5. Now, on the other hand, TCU only had 4 yards per play. They were under 300 yards. So that shows you this was a defensive football game where these defense, there was high-level defense tonight. But Iowa State missed a lot on offense. And for one reason or another, it's just not clicking. And it's not just the quarterback. For people, you know, Kemp struggled with Iowa. Zeb struggled tonight. Zeb was okay last week. They didn't score a ton of points, but they settled for a lot of field goals. I thought Zeb was really good at Oklahoma. In my opinion, this is much more than just a quarterback conversation. This is an offensive line that continues to struggle. A lot of people want to point fingers at play calling, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. I do know tonight that Iowa State struggled to run the ball early. It looked like, to me, they were fairly one-dimensional right off the bat, and Gary Patterson saw that. There's blood in the water, and they made life a living hell for Zeb Nolan, a guy who really is still very young. He hasn't seen much. TCU starts blitzing. Iowa State had a hell of a time picking that up, and Zeb didn't look good. That was the worst that we have seen of Zeb Nolan. And really, I mean, be honest, guys, he hasn't been bad leading up to now. He's not perfect. I thought that this was a situation that we've talked about a lot when you talk about the two quarterbacks, Nolan and Kemp. Higher ceiling for Zeb, which you saw against Oklahoma, threw nearly 400 yards. Lower floor. Tonight was the low floor. 14 for 28 for 79 yards. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't throw an interception. He did turn the ball over, and that was really the difference in the game. The 47-yard fumble return for a touchdown by TCU, that was the difference in the football game. But, yeah, it's frustrating, though, when you have a defense playing as well as Iowa State's is, And when you have a guy like Montgomery and you have a guy like Hakeem Butler and you still can't move the football, and Iowa State absolutely has to come to the drawing board. They did a lot of that pistol stuff with Montgomery late in the game, and his yards per carry went up dramatically with that. Perhaps that's something you bring more into the playbook next week when you go to Stillwater. Here's the deal. I can honestly sit here. It's about 11 o'clock. I think Iowa State will beat Oklahoma State. I think Iowa State's better. The problem is, and this is so pedestrian, it's such a terrible take, in this conference, you have to be able to score some points. And Iowa State has not proven to be able to do that consistently. So it's kind of blind faith to pick Iowa State to go in and win anywhere against any of these high-powered offense. It really is hard, no matter what you're doing on defense. You got to be able to score at some point. Elsewhere, as we look around at what happened tonight, we'll talk about the offensive line for just a little bit. You know, they had the one drive there in the fourth quarter where I thought the offensive line played the best that we've seen it by far this season. And you hope that that's something that they can build on. I don't know exactly what happened without going back and watching the tape. It's hard to tell at that point. But, they looked like they were getting better. You hope that you can build on that. Hopefully you get Chase Allen back next week. Hopefully Josh Mueller is more back into the mix next week. But again, now we wait on David Montgomery. Am I crazy to think that next week, I hate using the term must win. It's really stupid because, like, what happens if you don't? Right? The world's not going to end. Next week's game is vitally important when you look at the rest of the year in Iowa State. You're 1-3 now, and then you have West Virginia coming to town the week after that. I think West Virginia proved a lot today going to Lubbock and winning. That's a really hard road trip from West Virginia, from Morgantown to Lubbock. And they showed me a lot that game was not as close as the score would indicate. And that will be a brutal game in 2 weeks at Jack Trice Stadium if Iowa State doesn't get this offensive thing figured out. They need to win next week. I'm a firm believer in that. And I think that there's an opportunity to do it against a fairly inconsistent Oklahoma State team that I haven't been a fan of all summer. I had them seventh in my preseason poll. This next week, like, they've got to figure it out. You don't want to start 1-4 and be staring at 1-5 with what will probably be a top 10 ranked West Virginia team coming to Hilton Coliseum in 2 weeks. Hilton Coliseum, Jack Trice Stadium. Get my sports mixed up. We'll find out. A couple of you guys in the Facebook Live are asking me about quarterback changes. Listen, I'm all in favor of throwing Purdy or throwing Mitchell in there in some gadget situations and some gimmick stuff. I don't think it's fair to just bench Zeb Nolan after one game. Now, maybe Campbell goes back and they watch the tape and he was really worse than we even could see, and it's the right thing to do. I know Campbell's insanely high on Brock Purdy. I think he'd be comfortable putting Brock Purdy out there. But even last week, I mean, Zeb wasn't the reason they didn't score 40 last week, you know. He completed a high percentage of passes. He kind of did what he was asked to do last week. He was really good against Oklahoma. He had a bad game tonight. He had a really bad game tonight. And I don't know if I would bench a guy because of that. He was not the reason Iowa State lost tonight. There were a lot of offensive miscues that, you know, if you have 197 yards and 198 yards, there's more than just one guy. If it's the scheme, you know, you blame Campbell, the offensive line, there were some drops. Like, I feel really bad just throwing the one single guy under the bus. It's an offensive problem right now. Something is not right. I'm not smart enough to tell you exactly what it is. I would be surprised if we don't see those quarterbacks a little bit next week, but I would also be surprised if Zeb Nolan gets flat out benched. But who knows? This is big boy football. Matt Campbell is going to play the guy who he thinks gives Iowa State the best chance to win. We'll have plenty of analysis for you guys all next week. Hopefully some news on David Montgomery. the Jeff Woody and Jared Stansberry, Iowa Diamond sponsored podcast will be on Monday, and I know Jeff will bring it. Hopefully we'll have a Sunday after column tomorrow, a film review from Jay Jordan. Guys, thanks for watching on Facebook Live. Thanks for listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. We appreciate all of your support, and hopefully Iowa State can put one in the win column next week in Stillwater. Thanks to our sponsor, the McFarland Clinic, as well. Later.